It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny Bender caught.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give.
Walker. Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smart.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. And yes.
Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown to the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to all of you. The 10th day of April, 2024. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ben Glaze, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. Text the keyword Sports Radio. Send that to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. We're on Twitter, XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. On BCSN and streaming live on our YouTube page at Michigan Sports Network at .com. To that, to find our website, XBMornings, gmail.com is the fan feedback email inbox. Find us all individually on X. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore key. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Tough day today.
Yeah.
Tough day today. That was it, man. That was it. Red Wings season.
Yep.
Kaput. Kaput after last night. Needed it. Exciting game. A period and a half of just stress and chaos. Of course, the Capitals get an incredible effort between the pipes, and just is what it is. And they lost the game. And I can only imagine what that's going to bring today. Can only imagine what today's show will be like and how things will go. But excited to talk about it. Excited to, you know, discuss what took place yesterday with the Detroit Tigers as they were winners as well. We've got some thoughts here and some Twitter stuff. People chirping back and forth yesterday, so clear the air there. The Golden State Warriors taking care of business last night against the LA Lakers. That was good to see. Needed that one. That's a 9-10 matchup right there. Curry and the Warriors. LeBron and the Lakers fighting for what is going to be the NBA's play-in tournament, which, I mean, it works. You know, people watch it, but and there's some teams, you know, in the Western Conference, there are some teams that, you know, probably they would have made it in the East. So gives them an opportunity, and we don't have to hear about how bad, right, one conference is versus the other. I think that's pretty cool. We can stop hearing about, oh, the West is so much better than the East or vice versa, depending on what decade you grew up in. It is interesting how the West has been overall better since, maybe like the last 15 years, maybe 20. It's not to say that an Eastern team hasn't won, but it is interesting how much better the West has been. And look, I'm just a little bit distraught after last night. I am a little bit distraught after what took place with our Detroit Red Wings and the Washington Capitals. Just very, very unfortunate. That was a big game. That was a must win slash can't lose slash whatever. And they didn't do what they needed to do. And now they're going to need some help on the way out. And that just, you hate having to rely on other teams. Just not good, man. Not good. But there's plenty to go. And to see with the rest of this week, might unfold for the Detroit Red Wings. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. We'll start in MLB baseball. The Detroit Tigers picked up a must-needed victory. Good for them. That's always exciting. Beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. They rallied in the ninth, put up a four spot in the ninth inning, and able to win 5-3 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates are having a good year, though. I mean, they're 9-3. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. Ex-Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias has been charged with 5 misdemeanors in the wake of his September arrest on suspicion of felony domestic violence. The charges filed to Los Angeles Superior Court by the city's attorney's office on Monday include 1 count of spousal battery, 1 count of false imprisonment, 1 count of assault, 2 counts of domestic battery involving a dating relationship, according to a spokesperson. That doesn't sound good. We had the New York Rangers head coach Peter Laviolette called 2 hits by the Islanders players vicious after an intense 4-2 loss at UBS Arena on yesterday evening. And it was Rangers center Mike Zibanejad who skated into the shoulder of an Islanders defenseman at center ice. Both were watching the play down in the Rangers zone. And it, like, you know, I don't know if they're necessarily dangerous hits or if he's just complaining. I'm not really sure, but it's not ideal if you're the Rangers because you're trying to make that move for the Stanley Cup. You can't afford to lose anybody right now. On the eve of his shoulder surgery, the Devils shut down Jack Hughes. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. The guy's even out there skating around while he's got to have surgery. So, season-ending surgery coming up later on today. The Sacramento Kings center, Domantas Sabonis' double-double streak has ended at 61 games. He had 8 points and 13 rebounds in the 112-105 loss to OKC last night. It's a pretty incredible number there. Are you kidding me? Double doubles in 61 consecutive games? That's impressive. Anthony Edwards scored a career-high 51 points as the Timberwolves had to rally a little bit. Edwards had 30 points in the second half, the most in his young career, so good for him. I'm a big fan of Anthony Edwards. The Celtics and the Bucks combined for a record low 2 free throw attempts in their game yesterday. Celtics also became the first team in NBA history to not shoot a free throw. It was a 104-91 victory. Nobody shot a free throw for the Celtics. That's crazy. Speaking of the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo was helped off the court with a calf injury. He's going to have some imaging done, not only on the calf, but also on the Achilles. The hip drop tackle, quote, needed to be out, according to the Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. My question is, how in the world are they going to tackle anybody? And what is that going to what's that going to look like now moving forward? Because that's a it's going to be a problem. It is. I mean, and how's it going to be officiated? That's the other thing. Like, we want, that's what we want to know. We want the game to be consistently called. And I just don't know how you're supposed to be playing defense right now in 2024. We're going to step aside. By the way, the Masters comes up tomorrow, which is very exciting as well. Hopefully it'll be Tiger's tournament, and that much is for sure. I'm really, really excited about this year's Masters at Augusta. We'll step aside. We'll be back when we return. We got to get to that Pistons game. Just is what it is. We'll talk about it next here. X and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
From Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, you're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports and Network. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio and worldwide in the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. Thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. All right. We got to do it because it happened last night. I'm committed to the process. The Detroit Pistons fell 102 to 120 to the Philadelphia 76ers. I did not foresee this game going very well for the Detroit Pistons. Jalen Duren at 15 and 11 with two assists. Jaden Ivey on 8 of 17 shooting from the field, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Marcus Sasser, 10, 3, and 5 for him. Not really too worried about anybody else who did anything in the game. Not worried about Malachi Flynn, although he had a decent game, 5 of 9 from the floor and 12 points following that big 50-point explosion. That's cool. But just not the roster. I mean, it just is what it is. It's just not the roster. So they played last night. What I thought was very interesting is that Philadelphia won the series 4-0. That's a 4-0 series sweep in favor of the Philadelphia 76ers. That seems kind of odd, right? Well, it's like, well, how many other teams have the Pistons been swept by? Keith Trudeau went and did the numbers last night. The Pistons have now been swept in the season by Atlanta, Boston, Cleveland, Denver, Golden State, Houston, Indiana, the LA Clippers, the LA Lakers, Memphis, Miami, Milwaukee, Minnesota, New Orleans, New York, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Utah. They are a combined 0-56. That is astounding. Astounding to be swept by that many teams in the same league as you. Now, it's not a quick fix. This is not going to be a quick fix. At least I don't believe so. I don't think that there's a player, and we might all be wrong, and maybe hey, this is how it goes, right? The NBA says, oh, man, this is a terrible draft class. But the same people that are calling this a terrible draft class are saying that LeBron James Jr., a.k.a. Bronny James, is good to go and that he is going to be – he's already an NBA defender. The guy plays like 6 minutes a game at USC. What are we talking about? Like Shams tweet yesterday, like just admit you're on the payroll. Just admit LeBron wants you to tweet out stuff to hype up his son, or you're doing him a favor. And I can respect that more. I can respect that more if you're just honest to me about it. But that's just ridiculous. Guy couldn't play at USC. You think he's gonna play in the NBA? But somebody will take him, and they'll take him because they want the chance to get LeBron, and that's what it is. You want a chance at a top five all time player? Draft the kid. only got to deal with him for a couple of years. You sell a ton of tickets, father-son combo. You're going to have ESPN living at your arena. Like, of course. Of course you're going to do that. As for the Pistons, maybe that's the only hope. Maybe they got to draft Bronny Jr. They have to. Wouldn't that be something? They got to draft Bronny James to get LeBron James Sr. on the Detroit Pistons. Can you imagine? And now that's a test. That I would love to see how that would work. How everybody would just immediately flip. I don't expect this team to win. I just want Jaden Ivey to play well so that I don't have to read on Twitter how they're going to trade him. I'm the Twitter GMs. I'm really interested to see what the return would be. You told me that, you know, we were going to be able to trade Killian Hayes. We had to release him. Couldn't even get a bag of balls for that guy. I don't think that Jaden Ivey, when I watch him play, I think there's a ton of potential there. Sorry I didn't see that with Killian. But, you know, it's going to have to start on the defensive side. You know, I really want to start about shot making. Defensively, this team as a whole needs to improve. Now, I did see via the Old Man in the Three podcast, that's J.J. Redick. They asked him about all bench lineups in 2024. And when he was asked about it, he was like, taken aback by it. Like, no, absolutely not. And it was like, God, I wish he would show Monty Williams this. Because he said, why would you play an all bench lineup? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, we're so much smarter now in rotations. And I'm like, no, we're not. We're not. I watched an entire season of, well, three quarters of a season. Because, I mean, the other 25%, nobody played. So, whatever. Right, but there were, even in the beginning of the year when everybody was healthy, and by everybody I mean Jalen, Jaden, Asar, and Cade, the core four, as we like to call them here on this program. I like the core four; they got a nice ring to it. But never should you run out an all bench lineup. It just shouldn't happen. You got your starters, right? You got your second team, your bench. You got your reserves. We've had this discussion before, making sure everybody's well aware of what each designated position does. Starters got to play 30 minutes a night. There's no reason not to. You could stagger the minutes when you finally get a full staff back. If you're going to go Jalen Duren, his sub's going to be James Wiseman. Okay, Wiseman's shown some glimpses here and there throughout the course of the season. All right, I can go with James Wiseman there. And if you want to go with Beef Stew for a Fontecchio, okay. All right. Asar Thompson, Cade, and Jaden Ivey. I like that starting five. I like Marcus Sasser and Isaiah Stewart off the bench. You know, that's where I would be. That left knee management from Cade Cunningham, boy, that's a real son of a gun, isn't it? Left knee management. The rest of this roster, though, I mean, you should only go 8-9 guys deep on a regular basis anyways. It's Monty, man. He's done a terrible job. Somebody tweeted out last night, Wembanyama went with a sham god dribble into a spin move in the paint and then laid it in, and it looked, by the way, he's got his new logo out. They released the Wemby logo. It's like an alien head in a basketball. It's pretty cool. But we look at the skill that he has, and the joke was like, oh man, Wemby would have got, you know, would have loved to see him backing up James Wiseman if we would have drafted him. And it's like, oh wow. Yeah, that's interesting. If Wemby would have been out there, what they would have done with Jalen Duren. But these are questions we'll never need to know the answers to, because Wemby will never leave San Antonio unless he wants to. If he wants to leave in free agency, fine, but he is going to be tasked with being the guy on that franchise moving forward. And it just stinks because this team has been so flipping bad, and we got a ping pong ball, right? We got a ping pong ball. So it's but you know, to not have the opportunity at a Paolo Banchero, to not have an opportunity at a Wemby, like the guys that can flip your franchise around, just don't know if we got that. Really don't know if we got that. I mean, the other night when we lost to Memphis and we rolled out, you know what, three lottery picks, like that's crazy. But that's the NBA, and then that's the Detroit Pistons, and that's about as all I can say about that team. I really like it. It is such a task to try to talk about them. Thank God the season is almost over. That's what we need to, you know, that's what we need to focus on. It's almost done. I don't know if anybody was watching them last night anyways. I mean, with the Red Wings being on big ESPN, maybe you could dual screen and catch both. But the Pistons will be off tonight, and they play tomorrow is game one of a back-to-back versus the Bulls, and then at the Dallas Mavericks. So they'll go out to Texas and get slaughtered out there. And after that back-to-back, they'll play on the 14th, and then we'll be done. And then we will be done. So off today, they've got Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and then it's playoff time. So that'll be exciting. All right, we're going to step aside. When we return, the Detroit Red Wings lost the game. We got a lot to talk about in that hockey game last night. A lot to talk about. So get your phones out, get them ready, send your flaming hot takes. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21,000 sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. 866-838-HUGE. Reaction to a devastating loss to the Detroit Red Wings last night next here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreNMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21,000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now back to X's and Bros with Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports and Network. Great to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio. Let's get after it. Just say it. Cade isn't a leader. You don't work for the Pistons. Say it. Quit blaming Monty. Quit and blame Cade and Weaver. 5 years, no extra picks. OKC and Utah have about 30 first-round picks. Quit blaming Monty. It's M-O-N-T-Y, by the way. And let's quit acting like Ivy and Durant are stars. But, hey, what do I know? I'm just a fan. Please, here we go. Yep, let's get it started early. Just get it started early. When the offseason discussions start off, will Steve Yzerman look to DeBrincat as a big failure? The head coach, the problem, or a few of the players who spouted off in the media saying, go ask the coach? Or where are all those double-digit scorers that were shoved into my ears? Well, the double-digit scorers are still there. Where was your boy Patrick Kane last night? What happened? Where was Patrick Kane? He was the guy. He changes everything. You got an empty net, 6-on-5 goal to make it 2-1 with 2 seconds remaining. Hey, where was he at for the first 40 minutes of this game? We could say this too, right? I don't mean that. I'm just being contrarian. I don't actually mean that about Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane's been fantastic. We could say this. The other team, that would be the Washington Capitals. I said this last night on Twitter. Some people don't seem to understand this, but I do want to make this clear. The other team, they have professional players too. The other team in this scenario, the Washington Capitals, are also playing for their playoff lives. And with the victory, jump a point ahead of the Detroit Red Wings and right now are in second place in the wild card chase. The other team happens to have a Hall of Famer who last night set an NHL record with his 18th 30-goal season. You remember TJ Oshie and what he was able to do in the Olympics? You remember that. They have Pacioretty. They have Ovechkin. They have Oshie. And for whatever reason, Lindgren all of a sudden decided that he was going to be the second coming of like Nikolai Habibulin plus Eddie Belfour. Like, what are we... I mean, every time we got to play the guy, he's just made a brick and mortar. I don't get it. I mean, talk about rising to the occasion. We are allowed as fans to understand that the other team in this scenario is also filled with not only professional players, but a Hall of Famer on their roster. Alexander Ovechkin is a Hall of Fame player. That's what a Hall of Famer looks like. I've said this for a very long time. If Alexander Ovechkin played in the 80s, come on, 18 30-goal seasons. That is remarkable. I mean, it's historic. He's the only player to ever do it. Nobody else has that many 30-goal seasons. Some guys don't play 18 months in the NHL. This guy has 18 30-goal seasons. I do need to hear... where the quote, go ask the coach. I need to see where that comes from. Did I miss something? I could have missed something, but I don't remember seeing something along those lines. If you have the quote, who said the quote and when they said it, I would love to go back and listen to it. Now, I don't need to read that. I need to listen to it because I want to hear the context of the question. I want to hear the tone of voice. I want to hear the nuance involved in something like that. Ryan is on the line. Good morning, Ryan. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy hump day. Hump day.
Yeah, sure. Happy hump day. Whatever. I'm done with our teams failing us. I don't want to hear, well, the other teams have professionals too. Where were our professionals? Okay, this is the first time I heard Andrew Kopp's name in 6 months, and it's only because he broke his cheek last night.
Yeah, poor guy got his face broken.
Cool. That's the first time your name's been called in 3 months. Great signing. You know, great showing up, Andrew Kopp. Alex DeBrincat's been a no-show for a month. You know, our defense turns it over like it's a bakery downriver. You know, it's just like this isn't like, hey, other teams are outperforming the Red Wings and we're missing the playoffs. No, the Red Wings are letting stuff dribble down their leg for the last month. That's what's the infuriating part. It's not other teams outperforming. Washington hasn't been outperforming the Red Wings for the month. The Red Wings have just been worse the last month.
Yeah, Washington, I mean, like you're not wrong
going into this game.
You're not wrong there. I mean, they lost, what, six consecutive games going into this contest against the Wings last night?
Yeah, so that's why I don't want to hear the, oh, well, there's professionals on the other side. It's like, okay, where are professionals?
Do we have anybody on our team that's as good as Alexander Ovechkin?
Doesn't matter right now.
Do we have a goal? Yeah, it absolutely does. Because do we have a goaltender that's as good as Lindgren?
Because you're making excuses for this team that doesn't deserve them. That's what you're doing.
No, but that's the thing. It's not an excuse to acknowledge the fact.
It is an excuse for you. You're excusing them of absolutely blowing a playoff spot.
I'm not denying
because the Hall of
fact that they
in the
dribbled down their
and
leg.
Hasn't played well for 3 months.
I mean, 30 goal season's pretty impressive. To do it
cool.
18 times is pretty impressive.
So is blowing this wild card spot. That's pretty impressive by this team too.
It's been pretty.
Do we have a
upsetting.
Hall of Famer on our roster? wait, do we have a Hall of Famer on our roster? Oh, wait, that's what we do, Patrick Kane. Oh, but don't worry.
I think the situations are a little bit different. I think the situations are a little bit different, but that's okay. I understand what you are presenting.
Oh, wait, 20-goal season to 30 goals, but 20 goals because Patrick Kane didn't play for like the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and coming off of a massive surgery where guys typically don't come back off of the hip resurfacing. He has been a pleasant surprise, and I'm glad that his career, at least at this point for 35 years old, although he doesn't look a day over 18, I'm glad that his career is trending in the right direction, that hopefully he'll be able to play many years moving forward. That does not excuse at all what has taken place, because with this loss, I believe that the Red Wings, and all losses are the same. You lose, you lose. Okay, you get a point, but that's fine. I believe they're 5-14 in their last 19 games, if I'm not mistaken, which includes that epically disastrous 7-game losing streak where you coughed up and lost your opportunity, basically. Now, it's not over. They're not eliminated from the playoffs. But that loss last night, that felt like a railroad tie. That felt like the stake right. That just pins them down and says, you know what, we were close, but it's not going to happen this year.
Woo. That's been Detroit sports the last decade.
Have they been this close, though? And did the Detroit Lions not just win the division and make two playoff games? Now, as for the other three,
we're not talking about the Lions. No, stop.
You said
stop
Detroit sports. Excuses. You said stop. Detroit sports. They are a Detroit sport. It hasn't been all doom and gloom, death to all of us, right? There has been success
in 10 years for one team.
Not just a good season, a historic season, Ryan.
I don't care right now, Anthony. Okay, I'm a little tired of the let's give a team a pass because they were so close and other teams tried hard too.
I'm going to say this, and I really this is going to sound a little crass here. If we had a team like, let's say, Florida or I don't care, New York Rangers, I'd pick whatever team at the top of the state. The Colorado Avalanche, for example, if you stayed up and watched the Avs last night. If we had a team like that, do you believe that our captain, Dylan Larkin, would be the number one center on that team?
I don't know. I don't know enough.
The answer is no.
We had Nathan MacKinnon on our team? No. But again, this is a whole team effort of why we're here. This is, you know, Dylan Larkin. He's our number one center. He also missed, you know, those 7 games of that 7-game losing streak, kind of showing his importance to the team.
Oh, he's very important.
You have Alex DeBrincat and Andrew Kopp, two big free agent signings the last 2 seasons. You know, no showing at the most important time of the season. Again, I'm railroading this Andrew Kopp because, like, I don't know if I've heard his name all season, outside of him breaking his cheek last night. The guy has been absolutely nothing the whole year.
He hasn't been great. He has not been great. As for DeBrincat, who's gone ice cold here. You're talking about one goal scored in the entire month of March, a pivotal month. One goal, 5 assists, a total of 6 points. He has 1 assist through 4 games thus far. We're looking at the 2 most pivotal months of the season, and the guy has been nowhere to be found. If you want to go to January, he had 1 goal in the month of January, and he is a guy that when the season began, he was ripping and roaring. He had 9 goals in the month of October. 9 of his 24 on the season, 40% of his goals came from 1 month in the beginning of the year, and he's been ice cold since. It's unfortunate. You know, I understand that guys do go through cold spurts. I get that. But at the same time, like, you got to shake yourself loose at some point of this. You have to. Alex Lyon was pretty good last night. This team came out, and for a period and a half last night, they played a really hard, intense game. They chased the puck around. They were putting pucks on net. They were blocking shots. They were doing everything necessary, and that first one goes in against you, and it's just like, there's the balloon pop.
Because what's been the biggest issue for the Red Wings for, I don't know, 7 years, getting the puck out of their own zone. Is their defense actually helping out their goaltenders? Because, yeah, the goaltending play hasn't been that bad this season. What's been bad is their defense helping their goalies out.
Blue line
came to its rearing head last night where, hey, you put pressure on them for a good 25 minutes to start the game and just couldn't get one to fall. And then as soon as your pressure stopped, you let Washington seem like hold it in your zone for seem like the last 10 minutes of the second period. And then you get this awful turnover that leads to an easy Ovechkin goal.
If for the Wings in last night's game, out shooting as a whole 43-23 to Washington and couldn't get a single one to trickle in prior to Kane's 6-on-5 there at the end. I mean, it is beyond frustrating because it felt like, man, especially early on, and then, I mean, some of the opportunities that we had and some of the shots that we had, it was like, okay, all right, one of these is going to drop. And it didn't. It didn't. You know, if those go in and the Wings win 2-1, I think people in general feel a whole hell of a lot different. The reason I bring that up about Dylan Larkin is he a number one center on a real contender, not somebody chasing a wild card. I mean, like a real contender in this league. The answer is probably not. He's probably closer to a number two or a number three on a Stanley Cup team. We do not have the size on the flanks, right? We don't have enough skill to out-finesse people. The blue line needs help, and we don't have, like, Alex Lyon's played great. He's played great this season as a whole. The 23-24 campaign is going to, like, that's a great year for him. But he's not a number one goaltender. Neither is Ville Husso. Neither is James Reimer. And that's kind of like quarterbacks. If you have, two goaltenders, if you have three goaltenders, you probably don't have a goaltender. Same with quarterbacks. You got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. You need your one guy who's going to start 70% of the season and the other guy that's going to get spot starts just to give your guy a day off. But you need to have that predetermined. This is the number one guy, and very much like quarterback play. I mean, you could look at it statistically. Go through goals against average, go through save percentage, go through the goalie metrics. You know, Alex Lyon's a bottom third goaltender in the league, but he has to be our number one because we don't have one. You know, we were expecting Ville Husso to come in this year and to be that guy. And, injury, hey, and Alex Lyon had a really, really good month, right? January, Derek Lalonde talked about it. He said, like, the months like this don't necessarily happen in the NHL, and he was right. He was right. Lonnie says those professionals have won two of their last eight games, both against Detroit. Talking about Washington, every team in the NHL has professionals. Detroit has too many guys getting paid that shouldn't be. It was a roster that was put together that I felt like we could feel relatively good about. And look, you can get lost all you want, and you can be mad all you want here and get lost into this 60 minutes of puck. You can absolutely do that, and that's totally fine. As Lalonde said yesterday via, who was it, Emily Kaplan, he feels the urgency, Yzerman a lot more calm at this stage of the game. It's unfortunate that we lost, but we played in a game that actually meant something. And that, to me, is a step in the right direction. That, to me, is progress. Ooh. I like that.
Hand him a trophy, then.
Unfortunately,
put the plaque up in LCA. Lost to Washington Capitals, to the fifth less.
I can't go Indianapolis Colts here.
On the playoffs.
Participated in the final week of the season. I can't go full-blown Indianapolis Colts.
let's put it up. Let's put the plaque and banner up. We can open it up next season at LCA. No, the truth is the Red Wings, they have four games left to prove all the angry people wrong.
And if they don't?
The thing is, though, and if they don't, then we're all right. Not all right, one word. We are correct in our opinions.
Yep, correct. No Kane. And when no Kane, no Wings show up, thank goodness for Ryan for saying it. He works in the media, so he's right. No way they bring back that coach. Stevie can't bring him back for those players. The rumors are already out there by credible sources. Just point them to me. That just tag me in it. Just send me a link. Do something. Just do something. Just do something, right? It's like the guy with the stick. That's what we want to see. UFC 300 is right around the corner, and now is the time to get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the UFC. They're giving you a chance to get in on the action with a knockout offer for every fight fan. New customers bet $300. Bet $5 on UFC 300 and turn that $5 into $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code HUGE. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, only using the promo code HUGE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA. We'll step aside. More X's and Bros after this Michigan Sports Network.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.